Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, church family, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is Ariana Quiros, and I have the privilege of bringing you Jonathan Duncan's devotional today, which he has entitled Bold Defiance. He writes, "Hey, family, this week we've been looking at Acts chapter 4. Let me direct your attention to verses 19 through 20. Here, we see Peter and John responding to the priests of the Sanhedrin, who had just commanded them to stop talking about Jesus. But Peter and John replied, quote, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard," end quote. The first question is actually a trick question. The answer is always going to be, it's better to listen to God. Even the priests would have agreed. The point in asking the question is to suggest that there would be a difference between what the priests would say and what God would say, thereby pitting them against each other. This would be super insulting to them, as the whole point of being a priest is being aligned with God, being his mouthpiece. Peter and John finish off this sweet dig with a sarcastic command, "You be the judge of God." Now that the lines have been drawn, they get around to actually saying no. They have seen and heard the resurrected Jesus, seen him ascend, and now are empowered by his Spirit. Being silent just isn't an option. As Christ followers, we have tested and seen that the Lord is good, for he has irrevocably infused us with his Spirit. That's why we can now draw near to him, just like his apostles did. And we can boldly give a similar response when the world attempts to silence us. And it will try. We're promised this. The last thing we ever will do is be silent. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.